Welcome to the doghouse. Question for this past weekend is, did Pecco Bagnaia's wife show up for this race? If so, she should be barred from ever attending another MotoGP race. Because it seems like she's got a history, and it was somebody actually in the pool that brought this up, that that probably was the end of him winning any more championships when he got married.
I mean,
but it's actually worse than that. It may be the end of him winning races, because if she shows up, he basically doesn't even end up in the top 20.
Or Mark Marquez complained and he got the B-bike again.
No, who got the A-bike? Because it definitely wasn't Pecco. Who got the A-bike?
Mark got the A-bike and I don't know.
But yeah, but Bezzecchi decided I'm not going to let him win.
I don't know. I don't know how that all works.
So the question with Mark Marquez, if people didn't know that Mark Marquez got a broken, some stupid, I don't know, corticosteroid process or something in his shoulder. Mm-hmm. He got a fracture. No surgery. But there's only four races. There's only four GP rounds left in the series. And we already know he's going to miss the next two. At this point, I would say the odds are he doesn't race again this season.
I would say that. You know, here, I'm going to say this. I kind of have a problem with this. Mark Marquez. Let me get into this. I believe in my heart of hearts that to win a championship, you should at least be entered to win, enter all the race. You know what I mean? Like, like, I understand guys can come back from injury and do this, but it's like, you know, I don't know. Now you got the guy who won the championship way early and he ain't going to race the rest of the year.
Potentially, that's true. But he got injured after he'd won the championship.
To me, that means
I might almost agree with you if he was so far ahead that it was almost mathematically impossible and he was injured and never raced again that season, ends up winning the championship because the guy in second place that had a chance of it, you know, didn't do what he needed to do to catch up. I would agree to you, but I mean, he's already been crowned, so I'm not sure you can do about it.
I mean, I know people.
I mean, technically he is entered for all the races of the season.
Yeah. You know, but like, what's to stop somebody from saying, oh, once you wrap up the championship, I feel like there should be a rule.
Well, I mean, technically you can't sit it out, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Even if they say, hey, he's cleared to race, and he goes, I'm going to sit it out.
Mm-hmm. That's happened in the past.
I know. I don't like when that happens. And it's not a hate Mark Marquez thing. It's just, I don't like when that happens in general. You know,
yeah, I don't like it when someone just says, you know, I'm not going to do it for
Ken
risk
Roxon's
of it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. I got the championship. So I got nothing more to prove. Then I'm with you on that. But I think if the guy's injured, which I don't see how he's only going to miss two races anyways, to be honest with you, because he's got a broken bone. They're not, you know how MotoGP racers race after injuries? They're basically held together by bolts, right? Screws and bolts, you know, screws and nuts. I'm sorry. And they're not doing anything. They're doing no surgery on him at all because they said that the break wasn't sufficient displacement in the bones for them to go in there and do it. It wasn't warranted. They just basically said he has to be on like bed rest for a month. But the human body doesn't heal that fast. I don't care whether you're an athlete or not. You're not going to, you know, in a month, you're not going to heal from a broken bone. Not completely.
I don't know. I've read some really good thing about platelets and adding.
I can't speculate on what good drugs they give people nowadays. But my guess would be that he already had said that his biggest mistake he made was when he came back too soon from the first, you know, big arm surgery he had.
Yep.
So he said that was the big mistake and he was warned against doing it and did it anyway. And he said, yeah, that was his big mistake. I just don't see him coming back this season.
I don't either.
Right? If the doctors say we advise against it, he won't race. Yeah. If doctors say, yeah, I think it's fine, then we'll see him race. I think it'll come down to that.
It depends whether or not the doctors a Pagnia fan. Yeah, put them out there.
No, it depends on whether or not the doctors are plebs fans and say it's 50-50. You either will or you won't.
You know? He'll either get worse, or he won't.
That's right, exactly.
But yeah, no, I but yeah, I don't know. I just kind of, I don't know. That just.
Yeah, I think if it's by choice, I wouldn't argue with your point. By choice,
I'm completely
point.
Against it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still like.
Yeah, and like you said, Ken Roxing, it's just basically saying, yeah, well, I got nothing more to prove.
My stomach hurts. I don't want to race anymore.
Yeah, yeah, I don't, you know.
Yeah, I just.
I don't know. I would say if it's done under the advice of a doctor, you can't penalize the guy for that.
Yeah, you might be right. You're conscious.
Yeah. But I tell you that if they did do surgery and they bolted his shoulder back together, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him race after sitting out 2 weeks.
Maybe there's two races. Bolts in him right now, and there's just no more room.
Well, I think that's the problem. I think it's a problem. He's basically like, you know, like he's basically like a dwarf of nuts and bolts, right? It's holding his entire body together.
I have a can of Mark Marquez in my basement.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know if Europeans do that. In America, it's a sign of manhood on how big of the bolts and screw draw a jar
that
you
is
have
true.
That is true.
As Americans, we don't believe you should ever throw out nuts or bolts.
Right. And like
ever.
Your
you never know.
Manliness, like if you come up to me and you only have like a quart jar and you're like over like 25, I have no use for you as a person.
I agree.
It got to be a coffee can by 25.
I feel quite confident that Mark Marquez probably has a nice collection. Inside him. He carries it with him.
I mean, well, if you walk in and be like, hey, man, mine's still in my shirt.
I imagine that Mark Marquez weighs about 120 and the rest of him weighs about 30 pounds.
Well, that titanium stuff's pretty light nowadays.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Yeah, I don't know what's
the important news is that it wasn't his arm, right? That's the thing.
Yeah.
So, and then there was all kinds of complaining elsewhere in the paddock, not from Marquez, about the gravel traps there, which I guess has been a source of complaints for a long time. And they've not done anything about it because the gravel traps there, they said, if you go to the other tracks where they have gravel traps, all the gravel is like very close in size, right? So you don't have like, you know, like a 5-inch stone right next to a 2-inch stone and things like that. So it's like that. They said the problem is also the level of the gravel is above the edge of the apron on the track that goes around it. And they said that a lot of what happens is guys will slide a bike out, and the minute it crosses over that apron, it catches those the gravel and flips the bike right away, right? Yeah. So that momentum's got to get spun off somehow.
And I just saw a little bit of the complaints. I did not see a lot.
Marquez didn't say anything about it. And Bezecchi, you know, came to him and said, man, I'm really, really sorry.
When I look at it, right, and mm-hmm. this is just a thing, like the racetracks I've been to, most of it at biggest is pea gravel. Some of it's still sand.
Yeah, it's very, very, it's very small. Right.
But the way they were talking over there, like it's like more like what in the U.S. we'd call field run. Like,
yeah,
here's
exactly.
A bunch of rocks.
Yeah, exactly.
And that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't
Especially
make any
motor-
sense
I
at
mean,
all.
It doesn't make any sense for car racing. Motorcycle racing, absolutely not.
It said it went back. I guess the first complaints of it went back to the first time they raced that track, which I guess was 3 years ago or 4 years ago. I don't remember.
Like
but
that.
Anyway. And they said that, and then some of the people, and in fact, Joanne Mir was one of them, said, and they've done nothing to improve the situation at all.
I mean,
says it's just like it is. He goes, you go off that track, and you have no clue, he said, how long you'll be upright, because it's all over the place, right?
I have no idea why you wouldn't just screen it and fix it. It's
right.
In the scheme of things, you're not talking a lot of money to change.
No, I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so. No.
Right.
I mean, you probably couldn't, you know, repave 30 feet of track for what the cost would be.
Right. I don't understand the problem. And Indonesia is an island, so they should at least have sand somewhere nearby.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Lots of it, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway,
maybe I'll call my old college roommate from Indonesia.
Yeah, ship some over to him.
Find out what's going on. Get the
screen. Yeah. I don't know what this does to the remaining four races for MotoGP, because Bagnaia, who was after the prior weekend, was all about, you know, chasing down and getting that, trying to get second place from Alex Marquez. He basically ended that, I think, this week, right?
Yeah.
And he hopes that he's going to be able to overtake Alex Marquez.
I mean, I'm looking. He is. Well, he's realistically, he's only. Oh, no. Yeah, he's way too. He's 90 points back. He's done.
Yeah. He's done.
He's done. He's 88 points back. I'm sorry. 88 points back. He's done.
Yeah, he's done.
Matter of fact,
he's done. So there isn't much to be accomplished the rest of the season.
Almost no reason to watch.
Yeah, well, I mean, other than have good racing, I think that probably there's more in the racing for some of the younger guys. So maybe that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, maybe.
That's kind of their chance, right? Bagnaia is not going to put up any fight. Jorge Martin is pretty much in retirement. So, I mean, who you got? I mean, Bezzecchi's probably licking his chops. He said, hey, you know, it's not all bad that I took him out.
Wins in my future, you know.
Right.
I was shocked by Aldegar.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know who's been looking really good lately? Is Raul Fernandez. Yeah, can't seem to hang on to it for an entire race. And I don't know if he's eating tires up or what, but he's been looking snappy recently in recent weeks. So, you know, I think it might make for some interesting racing.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. So to me, it's worth watching. And we have coming up this weekend, World Superbike, the penultimate World Superbike race already.
Yeah.
You know, all for eight races a year, but that's coming up, and actually Rascatiaglu's got a chance if he triples this weekend, they'll wrap it up. Yeah, to wrap it up.
Well, before we leave off of MotoGP, I want to go back to Moto2.
Yeah,
we haven't talked about it. We had a
disqualification,
qualification, right? And that's a huge.
Everybody that watched the race, myself included, you know, believes that Manuel Gonzalez did, arguably more than he needed to do, right? Yeah, he got second place in that race. He was smart. He was smart and gave up, you know, when he realized he wasn't going to be able to cut the distance and to win the race in the last five laps. Really good. Takes a nice, comfortable second place. Perfect, given, you know, what his competitors in the championship did this weekend. So it would have been a nice little glide in. And no, I guess they decided they were going to break the rules and use the wrong.
It doesn't sound like they intentionally did this.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it accidentally.
Well,
I mean, otherwise, you know, otherwise you might want to find a new career.
Oh, what? Sorry. I don't know what it is. I've been sneezing a lot today.
I have too.
So what he got disqualified for was having a non-homodulated software version that is no longer approved by the championship. I don't want to bring that up.
Not the motor. It wasn't so the software on the motor. Right.
So here's what team manager Jürgen Ling explained. There was a transmission. Apparently, it sounds like there was a transmission error in updating the firmware. I don't know whether they plug them into a laptop, whether it's Bluetooth. Maybe it was from FIM to them. But they said that only one parameter was updated when they updated the software. Maybe there's a problem. One of the chips is dying, right? And unfortunately, it didn't signal to them that it didn't update everything. Mm-hmm. So it was an out-of-update software package, which did they detune it? Did they do whatever? The rules are.
Who knows?
Right.
But
it sounds like it wasn't
intentional. Whatever happened, whether it was intentional or accidental.
I know you're going to
No, it's you can verify. You know, if they ran an update on it, you can verify that they're running the right version. I mean, how do you think they detected it?
Apparently, in the tech inspection, says
right.
Unfortunately, it didn't signal to us.
It didn't tell them that it failed the update, right?
These are mechanics, Ken. It's not computer programmers.
The mechanics nowadays are not like mechanics are our days.
You got a bunch of guys working on a bike in a garage.
Same guys. Same guys doing tech inspection. Okay. They detected it without any problem. So the team, as far as I'm concerned, if you don't know your bike's going to go through tech inspection, you're an idiot.
You should always try and pass it, right? Give it a full tech.
Well, especially when your guy's leading the championship and the only penalty is disqualification. Yeah,
so
you know?
That makes for a good points race. Now that his lead over
It was already a good points race. I mean, it wasn't close.
Yeah, but it would have been 29 points instead of 9 points.
Yeah, now it's 9 points.
Full race.
It's 9 points, which makes them even look dumber, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because that means your crew potentially is going to cost. If he doesn't win the championship, it's going to come down to this.
Yeah. So here's what I read in that article, and I don't understand. It says, team manager Jürgen Ling. If I was owning that team, that title would have been former team manager.
Yeah, that's what I agree. 100%.
Right? Like, that doesn't make any – I'd have been like, you get out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it didn't give us any errors. It's like, yeah, did you verify it after it was done? No?
Just but verify, oh,
okay.
Right?
Okay, well, here's our complimentary ticket for the next race that you can watch from the stands.
I wouldn't even have been that. I'd have been like, throw him out of the track, and I don't care how he gets home.
Yeah,
can stay there. But
I can't imagine losing the championship that way. That's just the. I mean, of all the ways you can lose a championship,
if he loses,
that's like the stupidest way.
That way, he should literally go and like he's. If I was Gonzalez, I'd be practicing my drop kick. Because if I lost the championship that way, I would drop kick my.
I'd be looking for something a little sharper. But in any case, the only way this is made right, he's got to go out now and earn the points, because there's still four. Hey, I tell you what, he was kind of gliding into the championship.
Yeah,
he wasn't winning races.
He would have had a 29 point lead with four races to go, which is not a guarantee. But it's a nice position.
Well, it's more than a race, right? That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying.
It's more than a race. So he could have, if he just managed to get, you know, top fours for the remainder of the stop, he would have been okay, because there's no sprint race, right? So there's 100 points left. That's what there's left, 100 points.
Yeah.
If he ended up with four, somebody would have had to win out to have a shot.
Win now. Out and him have, and him still have bad luck.
Yeah. Like, well, as I said, if he had four fourth places, right? That's 13 points, right?
Yeah.
You add that to it, what's it going to take for the next guy there? And with a 29 point lead, now's a 9 point lead, big difference, right?
Yeah. Now it's like one 13th place could cost you the lead late.
Exactly. Late. Yeah.
Yep. Late, losing momentum.
The best thing that he's got going for him, I think, is that, you know, Holgado's going to want to come back from this disaster, you know, self-caused error from this weekend. And he's been looking, you know, better than Marrera lately. So, you know, he could do Manuel Gonzalez a big favor and take some points out of Marrera.
Yeah.
But
Canet's starting to look healthy again.
I'll tell you what, he would have been the pick this weekend, right, Phil?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I didn't pick him.
I was going to say, Phil finally doesn't pick Canet.
Well, I haven't picked
him. And between qualifying points and his race points, he would have been one of, what, like 36 points?
Yeah, I got to look, because I don't even remember where he
I think it's like 36 from. Points.
Canet hands a cement. Where is he? Yeah, he qualified 21st.
Yeah, exactly. And he finished what, seventh or eighth?
No. He finished
fifth?
Third, 16th. He'd have been 37 points.
37 points, yeah.
That'd have been the biggest haul ever in the
pool. Yeah, yeah. Especially when everybody else was getting zippies.
Yeah, zippies. That would have been a game changer. But
yeah, but you had to go with Holgado.
Well, I've been with him for the last couple weeks.
It hasn't worked out well, has it?
Well, no, he scored me that win when everybody else had Gonzalez, who finished like eighth or whatever.
No. I'm talking about Kinnett, right? You're talking about Holgado.
Yeah, well, Kinnett has
Holgado was a good pick. And I tell you what, going into that race, I kept thinking, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because every time I say that Manuel Gonzalez is the fastest in all the practices, fastest in the warm-up, fastest in the qualifying.
Yeah.
When I say all that, and I pick him because I'm trying to use the logic, I know that that's a bad choice.
Oh, hey, before I forget, let me give a little props to the information about the disqualification. I was reading off of crash.net. I feel like I should have gave a little props on that. So, all right, that's all.
Yeah. So, now let's talk. We're going into the penultimate races for World Superbike coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know what there is to talk about really, other than I think Razgatiaga will score enough points that he can
lock it up if he wins out the three races.
Yeah, no, I get that. But what I'm just saying is he can set himself up so even if he doesn't win out, he can be pretty.
I actually think that if he podiums across two of the two races, right? If he podiums, then he can basically have a walk in the park on the final race, which is in a few weeks.
Yeah.
So, he would have to screw up pretty bad not to win the championship.
Yeah.
So, you know, Bulaga's look good, but he looks good and then he doesn't look good for a while. So I don't think, I don't think he's got that much to worry about. And that was arguably his worst track this past week. So, Pat, not 2 weeks ago, last stop. Yeah. So I expect in all likelihood, actually, I think if Bulaga wrecks in race one,
I think he wins.
It's over. Yeah.
Yep.
So,
all right. So then before we run out of time, cause we only got like 5 or 6 minutes left. Last week, right after the show, the 2026 Supercross schedule came out and, they added Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. We always think it's like the Honolulu of the East.
You know? Well, you know, I was looking right. You got some gangster Supercross. Got some gangster cities, man. Detroit, yep. St. Louis, yep. Cleveland, Philly.
Yep.
And it's a little. But here's what I don't see. I don't see anything in the Northeast other than Philly, but no New York. I mean, no Massachusetts. No New Jersey, right?
Really?
Yeah, there's no Foxborough, no what you call it. The farthest in the Northeast they're going to go is Philly, right? So I just thought that was, I didn't think the attendance was bad at those other places.
How many races? Because they, it's shrunk the last 17
years. Rounds.
17 rounds, yeah.
So that's what it was last year, right? It was only
maybe one more than last year, actually.
Yeah, that's what I think.
It was maybe 16 last year.
You know, I mean, two Anaheims, which is normal. San Diego.
No, four Anaheims is normal. Four,
yeah. Glendale, Seattle, Texas, Daytona. No Tampa. We talked this year.
Yes,
about going to Tampa.
Yeah.
That's down by where I got to be. But no Tampa. Denver, you know, Cleveland, Nashville. But no East Rutherford, New Jersey, no Foxborough.
That's kind of weird.
No Tampa.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, the Tampa one really surprised me.
I agree. That's usually been
a staple.
And a pretty significant crowd they get at Tampa. Yeah. So,
so I thought that was kind of weird. They also
are are they in Indianapolis again?
Yes, Indianapolis.
Oh, they've got. You know what they need to? They need to add one to San Francisco, so they have all the gangster cities.
Yeah. Well, the problem with adding to San Francisco is you got to use local dirt, and nobody wants to use poop.
Yeah, right.
Nobody wants to use poop. And then motocross is, you know, Pala, Sacramento, and you know, Fox, Hangtown, Thunder Valley, High Point, Redbud, Southwick, Spring Creek, Washougal, Unadilla, Bud's Creek, or as they say here, Bud's Creek, and Iron Man. Pretty much the same. What is that? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 rounds. So they picked up one last year. I think they were only 10.
I don't know. It seems like motocross. Yeah. Motocross has just been destroyed by the World Supercross Championship thing.
Yeah. And they haven't announced any places or dates for that. Whatever. Who cares? Next week, maybe we'll talk about some of the, because we're almost out of time. Maybe we'll talk about some of the silly season news in Supercross, like a lot of people. And then I'm expecting any day now, and I could be wrong on this, but I'm expecting any day now to start getting some press releases about the Ducati team. Barcia and Dylan Ferrandez. And Barcia.
Yeah.
But Dylan Ferrandez. Like the bike, everything I've read and everything I've heard rumor mill wise has been saying that the bike is behind in its development phase.
That's all Dylan Ferrandez needs.
Is a bike that's behind?
Yeah. Yeah. All he needs is to have a mediocre bike to add to his mediocre career.
You love Dylan Ferrandez.
I loved him. When he was in 250s, I thought he was great. I thought this guy was a guy that was
so bad.
Yeah, but it wasn't fast, Phil. He's okay. Sucking for years is not fast.
you were like Dylan Ferrandez, best guy on two wheels in the dirt. Dylan Ferrandez. Now you're like F that guy.
Was that before or after the millennium?
I'm not even sure
he was. I'll add him and Austin Faulkner are two of the racers that I thought, two of the racers that I thought were gonna be
hold on, why don't stars. You triple crown that and throw an Adam Zinsser?
Exactly. Sometimes the guys that look like the world killers in 250s, they don't make the transition to 450s. So
apparently not. I guess his 450 motocross championship means nothing to you.
No, it means nothing to me.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Like your complaint in Moto2 championships mean nothing. Dude goes out and wins a 450 motocross championship. Ken's like, you're dead to me.
That's right. I already gave up on you.
Oh, that's a little loud.
It wasn't loud on this end, by the way, Phil.
Oh, it was loud in my head.
Yeah, it's probably
too loud.
Maybe.
I'll turn it back up. But yeah. Anyways, that's what's going on. Next week, maybe we'll talk some silly season. We'll talk the race. Maybe we'll have a Brad Scadiago.
Should we give a sneak peek about silly season? The Chad Reed news.
I don't even know.
You'll have to watch the show next week to get the Chad Reed news. Big Chad Reed news.
Big Chad Reed news. God. Are him and Josh Hayes teaming up?
I'm sure that Dylan Ferrandez would love to have him as his crew chief.
I doubt it. Anyways, we'll be back next week. Talk some World Superbike. And probably some supercross / motocross silly season news. I don't know. I can't think of anything else. Anything else? Oh, yeah. By the way, Warren wasn't here today.
Did anybody notice?
I don't know. Did as a listener, did you notice? Oh yeah, yes. One of our fans sent a message on how they agree with Ken. That is not how you get like that. When you agree with Ken, you're probably wrong.
You know, I'll take any. I'll take whatever I can get. I'll take whatever I can get. Payment is in the mail. Okay, payment is in the mail.
Bank on that.
Yeah. All right.
We'll be back next week.